Welcome to the Green Heart Living Podcast with your host, Elizabeth Hill.
So I'm very pleased to be talking with Edwin Arasore today. We partnered before on redefining masculinity a few years back, and now you have published another book, The Expanding Man Chronicles. So I love seeing your author journey. There it is, Expanding Man Chronicles. And the title of your chapter is Embracing Vulnerability in Divine Masculinity. I'd love to hear from you, maybe introduce yourself, share a little bit about the work you do and who you are in the world.
Yeah, absolutely, Liz. Super, super grateful to be part of this conversation. I'm glad that this is the second project that we've worked on, and now there's going to be a third. So we can maybe announce that toward the end. But my name is Edwin Arasore, born and raised in New York City. My family originally from Haiti. Had an extensive technical background in terms of tech sales, worked for some amazing organizations such as LinkedIn, Gartner. I currently work for Praxis Labs, which is an immersive learning and skill development organization looking to help people with inclusive leadership skills. So I've always been really passionate about equity, fairness, diversity in the workplace, people bringing their authentic self. So for me, my journey around vulnerability, masculinity, and just being my authentic self has been a journey full of ups, downs, therapy, men's work, coaching. So really excited just to put my story out there to share, you know, my authentic self and have the others to empower other people to do the same. So really excited to be part of this conversation.
And what has inspired you to write in this way? I mean, we wrote in together in Redefining Masculinity. That was at a time where it was middle of the pandemic. I think back to that time, you had just had your son at that time, and now he's 3+.
3 years old.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is it that feels that's been driving you to talk so publicly about this topic?
So I would say it's a continuation. You know, during the pandemic, my wife was pregnant. It was just a huge opportunity to really do a lot of self work, expansion mm-hmm. work, really look at my shadow self, look at the bright spots, look at the areas that I need to continue to improve on. So for me to become a father, but also being a great husband, I have to really do a lot of that deep inner work. So I think mm-hmm. that continuation is when my son was born. You hear this a lot. It's like your child is going to be your greatest teacher. Like it is, and I don't know if I can curse, but it's fucking true.
You can curse. Yes.
your child, that person that you bring into the life, that person that you take care of, they open a lot for you of some of the beautiful things about you, but some of the ugly things. Like for me, being patient, being understanding, being empathetic, like with that child being dependent, you know, their life, not only for my child, but also for mm-hmm. my wife, being there from post-pregnancy, supporting her, mm-hmm. supporting this child. Like there was, I think about it, there's, I guess, 3 relationships. The relationship I have with my wife, the relationship mm-hmm. I have with my child, and the relationship of the family unit. Mm-hmm. And I think that comes to life. So it's a continuing journey. And I thought, you know, having the opportunity to work with Ryan on the first book, he brought up the idea of a second book of just the expanding man and what that means. So becoming a father, going through that journey, it just gave me the opportunity to continue to share my story. I've had a lot of great feedback from people who've read my chapter, other fathers who've been through the same thing. You know, my biggest thing for me was that my father passed away when I was 3 years old. He and my mother were married. He had a heart attack. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was like, what does it mean to be a man? Like I didn't have, quote unquote, a father. I had older brothers, uncles, and mentors. But, you know, that father wound was really deep, not having that father. So I had a lot of hesitations of what it means to be a man, what it means to be a father, because I didn't grow up with my own father.
And I think at the end of the chapter in Expanding Man, I got this sense of it could have felt like it was a very call, like inspirational, like, yes, I'm in it. And there's a sense of, what does it mean to be a father? It's a little scary, right? There is a, you know, especially when, even though you had mentors, even though you had uncles and brothers that had a masculine, you had a masculine presence in your life, you did feel that lack of having a father. So I got the sense of, could I fill these shoes? Could I step into this? And Yes, you stepping in and what that feels like to do it, even though you're afraid or nervous to step into that a bit. Yeah.
Totally, totally. I think, when I think about my father, and the relationship, two things stand out. Like, he did an amazing job picking my mother, who was his wife, like just an amazing woman that had to take care of, three boys after my father passed away. So like,
Right.
she her the testament of her strength and resilience is amazing. So number one, he did a really good job there. And I think the best lesson for me is that because I didn't have a father growing up, I get to create the relationship with my son in the sense that, hey, if I did have a dad, what is that relationship I would like to have? So I get to create that with my son. Being present with no changing diapers. Anytime he's sick, I'm there. I'm being present, supporting him, playing games, sports, just having conversations, just spending quality time with him. Like, I didn't have that. So I get to create that with my son. And God willing, I can be as many years as possible. Hopefully, he has that sense that I was always there for him.
It's such a beautiful way how intentional you're being with this. And I love what you mentioned earlier about how it can, being a parent can just bring up everything that we thought we had kind of handled. I know when I became a parent, my kids are now 17 and 18. I was like, oh, I'm the most peaceful person now. I was, teaching yoga. I was like, I can handle it. And they were born, and I would get angry left and right, and I go, "Who am I? Like, I thought I resolved all of this." So it can be such a important, pathway for our own personal development and transformation if we're willing to take that on and step into it in that way. And it's really cool how you're doing that. Do you have any advice for fathers? Any
Oof.
advice?
So many. I think it's two things. No, actually, it's probably a combination of three things. Number one, how present you are with your partner and making sure they feel supported. I think that's incredibly important during that journey. The next phase, you as the father, are you taking care of yourself? How are you filling your cup? Are you doing any levels of self-care? It's, this old adage, like, we put your oxygen mask on first. I don't want to think about that analogy, but of an airplane, something bad's happening, you kind of put your oxygen mask on first before you take care of those around you, because I think that's really important, the way you show up, the way you take care of yourself, that means you're able to take care of others. And then when it comes to your child, is like being present, paying attention to their needs, asking for help. I think for me, a couple of things that stood out for me, I had, close mentors, other fathers I kind of lean into. I had my men's group that I can lean into. I joined a Harlem's dad group because I live in Harlem, New York. And anytime something came up, either a sickness or an activity or just some advice, I was able to kind of get a lot of that information just so I can kind of put it into practice. But I think ultimately it's like paying attention to my child and understanding his needs was really, really important to me. And that was a big learning lesson, like being empathetic. I guess I'll get triggered easily, but there's a reason why he was acting up, he was not feeling well, or he was asking for more support from me, because I had to be really present to him. And then that's the way I was kind of able to navigate. So I think it's that threefold: taking care of your partner, yourself, and then being super present to the child.
That's beautiful. And so you, we talked about a part of the chapter that you wanted to share with our listeners today. Is there a sentence that you wanted to read or a little brief
Yeah, I give
poem
a little
from there?
teaser, a
A
shameless
little
plug.
teaser.
And when I talk about like the journey, that's always a larger conversation. But I think for me, this has been an evolving journey of vulnerability where I've learned to embrace my emotions, share my insecurities, and most importantly, reveal my authentic self. Prior to doing all the self-development work and all the expansion work, I did the old adage, not show my emotions, not being vulnerable, not sharing when I'm in grief, not sharing when I need help or support. Like that, I think about that old Edwin, wouldn't be the father if I didn't go through all those trials and tribulations, become the man I am by getting the help, getting the support, looking at therapy as something very positive, going through, the Tony Robbins, the Landmarks, all these different type of groups, being part of a men's group for the past like 4.5 years. Like that culmination allowed me to be the man I am today because I went to seek the help, It's because I want to be a better husband, a better man, a better father. And I think that evolving journey is, I still get triggered. I'm not a super enlightened man yet, but I think I have the self-awareness to know, like, hey, I'm being triggered. I'm not showing up as powerful I am because there's certain things that's happening in my life that I need to address to make sure I'm showing up powerfully for myself, my wife, and my son.
And so you have the writing bug now, and you want to keep doing this. What is the next project on the horizon?
Yeah, you know what? What's been really interesting, you know, being a father, being a black father, being a black father in America, there's a lot of nuances, there's a lot of complexities that happen in that space. And for, you know, unfortunately, when you think about the media portrayal, some of the articles that put out there about like black fathers not being present, et cetera, I think that's actually incorrect. Yes, there's definitely elements that's out there, but I have some strong black men in my life who are fathers, new fathers who've been raising teenagers to up to adults. And I think it's important that they share their story. So that my next project is going to be about black fathers sharing their stories, sharing the ups, the downs, the messiness, the ugliness, but the beautiful moments as well, because I think it's an opportunity to share that story and see another side of fatherhood that's not normally portrayed in mass media in the mass marketplace. So I'm really excited to announce that as my first shout out of this book to you. And then
Yes.
I'll look to gather some additional authors and be on the lookout for 2025.
How do people get in touch with you if they want to connect with you?
Absolutely. So I'm super, super active on LinkedIn. That's kind of my professional landscape. I'm there, my personal website, edwinarastor.com. So if you want to have a connection or conversation, happy to be there to support you. No, life coaching has been super impactful for me. So I have the opportunity to become a life coach myself. So take some time to learn, review my website, and love to connect with folks who are looking to become empowered and kind of, you know, be on their own healing journey to make a bigger impact in their community.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today and share your journey and your story with our listeners.
Thank you,
It's
Liz.
a
Peace and blessings
joy.
to everyone. Thank you for your community.
Take care.
To find out more about Green Heart Living, visit us on our website at www.greenheartliving.com and follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/greenheartliving.